This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The organization Dakota Resources has hired a new CEO. Joe Bartman says he plans to modernize the ideals and values within rural communities. He says it all starts with how these communities view themselves.
We have to change the stories that we're telling ourselves, because those stories are the things that drive all of our behavior and drive all the trends that we've been seeing. And so it really starts with the stories we tell ourselves. We're telling ourselves that we want more people, but when those new people show up, often we're not very welcoming. One of the big stories in recent years that's become an urgent story is we say, well, we don't need more houses. We have a lot of houses. Look around the community. There's a bunch of them sitting here empty. Those houses need to be repurposed, either improved or removed, because each of those houses that sits there is a family that can't be there. Also, the story that all of our economic development effort needs to be invested in an industrial park. Well, that works for a lot of communities, but the one that works for every community is investing in homegrown entrepreneurs and helping people locally to start and grow businesses.
Bartman says people can no longer look back to the 1960s as a golden age for rural areas. He says it's time to move onward. Bartman says his focus is on shaping a more inclusive and empowering environment for individuals in rural communities. The South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Commission rejects changes to elk hunting preference requirements for landowners in the Black Hills. The Rapid City Journal reports landowners still need more than 240 acres and 500 elk use days for a preference license. One landowner filed a petition to raise that threshold to 1,000 acres with 500 elk use days, or any acreage with 2,000 elk use days. The petition also asked for the person to live within 60 miles of the land. For tonight, mostly clear in the southwest to mostly cloudy in the northeast. Lows from 20 to 30. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Highs from the lower 40s in the northeast to the upper 60s in the southwest. Mostly cloudy across the state tomorrow night. Lows in the 20s and the 30s. This is SDPB News.